אנחנו קוראים בספר של הארי, עץ החיים, כרך א', ענף א', דף ט'.
We are reading in Etz Chaim, page 9, ענף 1, item 20. This first igul that is more attached to Ein Sof is called Keter Deak. And then this kav, this line, spread further and extended more and was circled again, and a second igul was made inside the first. This is called igul Chokhmah De'ak, circle of Chokhmah De'ak. And it spread further down and was circled again, and a third igul was made inside the second igul. And it is called igul of Binah De'ak. In this way, it expanded and circled again until the tenth igul, circle called Igul Malchut Deak. This explains the matter of the ten Sfirot that were emanated as ten Igulim, one inside the other. And all this is the ten Sfirot, the general ten Sfirot through all the worlds, although it is explained and simple that several kinds of worlds were emanated and created and made and formed and 10,000s and 10,000s were all made in that space, and there's nothing outside of it. Again, item 20. That first circle that is more attached to Ein Sof is called Keter Deak. Then this line, this kav, spread further and extended more and was circled again, and the second igul was made inside the first igul. This is called Igul Chokhmah Deak. It spread further down and was circled again, and the third igul was done inside this second igul, and it is called Igul Bina Deak. In this way, it expanded and circled repeatedly until the tenth igul, called Igul Malchut Deak. This explains the meaning of the... Shows the drawing, right? So from Ein Sof, on top here. Here is Ein Sof. A line extended extends and builds all those igulim, and this became the place for the worlds. What else have we got below? Down there. Item 20 in Panim Yirot. The more attached to Ein Sof, because in the roots of the Ketel there is no Kli, and any remoteness of place is disparity of form, which is only from the quality of the Kli. In this way, the rest of the Prinot, which is according to its degree. It is called Keter Deak, etc. Ten Sfirot are Kachab Dezon. They are according to the level of their closeness to actually being Kli, which is Malchut. And Chokhmah, Bin, and Zeranpin are the first three Bchinot, from whose quality emerges the hitkalelut of the Kli into action. And Keter is Ein Sof. It extended a little more and was circled again, although he said above that the circles and the igulim and yoshel, direct line, came out at once, meaning specifically in the first three of yoshel, kachab, but zat emerged and extended after the completion of the igulim of that sphira. Why did he say it extended a little bit? Indicating Zeranpin, Chagat Nehi de Yosher, of the direct line, that extend after the completion of the ten sphirot of igulim. This I want to explain. Yeah, maybe so. Here, you see, we have three Sfirot, Keter, Chochma, Bina, in the beginning of the Kav, and then Zat, Gar and Zat, Gar and Zat, Gar and Zat. In Gar, he feels the Igulim, and in Zat, there is a cessation, it stops. In Gar, it feels the Igulim, in Zat, there is a, it stops, there's a cessation. Why? Because only in the Gar of each degree, there is equivalence of form with the Igulim. Gar is Keter Chochma Binah. It's still not a line. It's still circle, like our head is circular. And the goof is already a line. It's limited. So from the Rosh of the degree, there can be connection to the Igulim and it can fill them. Whereas for the goof of the degree, there is no connection to the Igulim. The goof is limited. It cannot fill the Igulim. And this is what is said here in a drawing. Clear? No questions. Fine. Let's go. Continuing to read in Panim Meirot, item 10. 20. All this is the general ten sefirot, meaning as ten sefirot of Adam Kadmon that contain all the worlds of Abia, that were regarded only as levushim for Ak. 10,000 of thousands, etc. He does not engage in them at all in the book, only in Ak and his four clothing in Abia. Actually, there are many degrees we don't discuss or research because it's not important for our work. It's like, say, we use a computer. Do I really care what happens inside the computer? Well, the hardware, this type of metal, that type of metal, and what exactly the memory works on? No. What I want to know is how to use it. It's likewise here. There are many details that he doesn't touch and doesn't tell us. Although, as you understand, if he tells us, if he talks about them, then he attains them. But we don't need them for now. Because there's no work for us there. When we attain the situation, we attain it in completeness. 30, right? If there are questions, you can raise your hands whenever you want. Yes. Item 30 in the words of the Ari. Each and every world has 10 particular sefirot in it. And each and every sefira, particular sefira in each and every world consists of 10 sefirot within it. And all are in the forms of igulim, one inside the other and one before the other, indefinitely. And they are all like onion skins, one inside the other, like the image of the wheels, as mentioned in the books. The b'china that connects all the igulim together is this thin line that spreads from Ein Sof, and it passes through and descends and extends from igul to igul until the end of all of them. Through this line extends the light and the abundance that each and every one of them needs, and this explains the 10 igulim of the 10 sefirot. That's clear. That's according to the drawing that we have here. This diagram we have, a line extends into the space after the Tzimtzum and builds there itself and the 10 Igulim. Gar of the line, the Kav. Gar of the Kav belongs to the Igulim and fills them according to the equivalence of form. Keter Chochma Binah is like Igulim. They have no limitations. The limitation is Rampin and Malchut. And this is why from Zat in the Kav, the whole of the Zat in the Kav has no connection to the Igulim. But the Gar in the Kav do have connection with the Igulim, and they are the ones that fill the Igulim. Okay? No questions. Good. Let's go. Item 40. Item 30, Panim Meirot commentary. They are all as onion skins. The opposite of a flat circle that has only the back and fore and front. In a circular, where there is no internal and internal, its end is in the middle. And the b'china that connects all the igulim together, of the abundance of the atzmut, the self, does not reach the igulim, but through the line that connects them together. Like three lines, etc. The right line is Chochmah Chesed Netzach, left line is Bina Gvura Hod, and the middle line is Datif Eret Yesod. And likewise, similarly, Chabad Chagat Nehim, as it is written. So what is he adding to us? It's not a flat diagram like we drew it. It's like balls. It's like balls. One inside the other. Meaning they are not limited, all these circles. But of course, that too is a limitation, however you put it. It depends how we use these terms. It depends how we measure, not the distances, but what is the reason for every action? This is what's important for us here. We'll talk about it. In the meantime, item 40. Item 40, Etz Chaim. Now we will explain the second b'china in the Ten Sefirot, which is b'chinat Or Yosher, the light of Yosher, directness, like three lines in the form of Upper Adam. So this is not like one line. Now he begins to go into the governance, meaning the connection between upper and lower, lower and upper, which is in three lines. Through the above-mentioned line that spreads from above downward, from which the igulim spread, that line too spreads in Yosher, from above downward, from the top of the upper gag roof of the top igul to the bottom of all the igulim, from above downward, consisting of ten sefirot, as in the image of man straight, standing upright, consisting of 248 organs depicted in three lines, right, left, middle, consisting of ten sefirot in general, and each sefira divides into ten sefirot indefinitely. As is written above concerning the ten sefirot that are in Igulim. This b'china, the second one, is called Tzelem Elokim, the image of God. And the text implies to it when it says, and God created the man in his image, in the image of God. And almost the whole of the book of Zohar and the Tikkunim, the corrections, engage in only in this second b'china, as we learned thoroughly elsewhere. And by this, the two conjectures exist. Because there are two b'chinot, the path of igulim and the way of igulim and the way of the lines. And both are the words of the living God. And this reconciles several utterances or sayings that seem to dispute one another concerning the state and order of the ten sefirot. I've said again. So, item 40 again. Now we will explain the second b'china that there is in ten sefirot, which is the O, light of Yosher, like three lines in the form of Adam Rishon, upper Adam. Through the above-mentioned line that spreads from above downward, from which the igulim spread, that line also spreads directly from above downward. From from the top of the gag roof of the upper igul down to the very bottom igul, consisting of 10 sfirot, as the image of man, straight, upright, consisting of 248 organs depicted in three lines, right, left, middle, consisting of 10 sfirot in general, and each sfira of them divides into 10 sfirot indefinitely. As was said concerning the 10 sfirot in Igulim, this second prina is called the image of God. And the text implies to it when it says, and God created the man in his image, in the image of God. Almost all the book of Zohar and the Tikkunim, the majority of the words engage in this second prina only, as it is written elsewhere, as we explained elsewhere. This explains the two above concepts, because there are two prinot. One is igulim and one is kavim, lines, and both are the words of the living God. And this reconciles several sayings that seem to dispute one another regarding the order and state of the Yud Sfirot, the Ten Sfirot. Questions? None so far. Let's go. Continuing to read. Item 40 in Panim Irot. From the bottom of the end of all the Igulim, meaning the line spreads to the middle point, which is the end of all of them, but not all the way. Rav, meaning it doesn't touch the very circle of all the kadurim, all the balls, the circles. Because if it did touch, this world would be cancelled. In order to leave a place that is an empty place, a place devoid of any kedusha, any sanctity, it stops there and doesn't touch our world. Meaning the guidance in this world is completely concealed. They are by way of igulim, circles. The division and distinction between degrees extends from the illumination of the line, where igulim and yosher receive from it. Two discernments, two ways, one of igulim, one of kavim. The igulim extend from the reshimo of the vacant place before the line illuminated in it, and the yosher, straightness, extends from the illumination of the line itself, where there is no absence or changing in spirituality, but matters that are added and clothe one another. Here there is a subtlety. What does it mean? What's the connection between Igulim and Yosha? And how do they influence one another? In truth, there is open providence and concealed providence. Concealed providence is through the Igulim. Open providence is through the line or three lines. This is why we hardly learn Igulim. As much as you would like to hear from Rabash, and I asked him, you can hear it in the recordings. He wouldn't... I never got a sufficient explanation about the Igulim, because these are concealed things. It's the thought of creation, the Creator's relation, and how He governs, regardless of the lower ones. It's how He governs them, and everywhere. These are different laws. What we learn, not only in this world, but what we learn in the spiritual world. I don't know how to put it. For example, it is similar to what we have in astrophysics. On one hand, we say that the universe is expanding. So how can the universe be expanding if at a speed that is faster than the speed of life, if the speed of light is the fastest speed there is, and nothing can go faster. So they're saying it's not the stars and all the masses that are expanding in the universe, but the universe itself, without stars and without anything, this is what's expanding. Meaning, it's not like these pieces are moving away from each other, but it's as if they could still stand still, but the distance between them grows bigger. It's like, it's as if this distance has its own essence and it changes. Do you understand? So in these circles, I'm taking an example. I don't know why I'm taking this example. Because in the circles, there are many things that we really cannot grasp. Well, we'll talk about it. Where are you? 50. Nun. On top. Words of the Ali. He also understood the above inquiry, how there can be Rosh and Sof above and below in the ten Sefirot. It is explained in all of these two Prinot. The first is Prinot, is a ten Sefirot in the depiction of the Igulim, one inside the other. This is simple. The Igul that surrounds everyone, which is the Galgal, Igul, of Keter, is more attached to Ensof than everyone, therefore it is better than everyone. The second Igul, called Chochmah, there is a cessation between it and Ensof, which is the Igul of Keter. So its merit is below the merit of Keter. And likewise, the circle of Bina is for two circles from Ensof, and its merit is below the merit of Chochmah. Likewise, each and every igul of all the worlds inside the space. The closer one is to Ensof, the more it is, the higher it is from the other one, and better it is. Until this world, the middle one, material one, is the middle point inside all the igulim. Inside that whole place of the space and that vacant air. And it is also completely remote from Ein Sof. More, it's farther from Ein Sof than all the worlds. This is why it is so corporeal and material. Since it is the middle point inside all the Igulim. Again. Item 50. You also learned about the above-mentioned inquiry, how there can be Rosh and Sof above and below concerning the ten Sefirot. It is explained in all of these two Prinot. The first, the ten Sefirot depicted as Igulim, one inside the other. This is simple. The Igul that surrounds everyone, which is the circle of Keter, is also attached to Ein Sof more than everyone. Therefore, it is better than everyone. The second circle, called Chochmah, is separated from Ein Sof by the circle of Keter. Therefore, its merit is below, lower than the merit of Keter. Likewise, the circle of Bina is farther from Ein Sof by two circles, and it is lower than the merit of Chochmah. And likewise, each and every circle in all the worlds inside the space. The closer one is to Ein Sof, the higher it is and better it is than the other. Until this middle material world is the middle point inside all of the Igulim. Inside that whole space and vacant air. And it is also the farthest from Ein Sof, more than all the worlds. Therefore, it is so material and corporeal in utter corporeality, since it is the middle point inside all the Igulim.
Ken. Mayesh lanu lemata.
Yeah, what have we got below? Item 50, Panimiot. The Rav, first we need to think about what's written, but at the same time, not forget about the intention. Item 50. The circle that surrounds everyone, etc., the circle of Ketel. The four Pchinot that were included in Malchut of Ein Sof, but there was no chain disparity of form in Pchinat Dalet, and therefore there is no distinction here from one Pchinat to the next. For the whole matter of distinction is in the increasing of Yut until the real vessel of reception is revealed, which is Pchinat Dalet, in which there is true thickness and disparity of form, which did not exist at all in the light of Ein Sof. But from the Tzimtzum downward, that was formed in Pchinat Dalet, when in Pchinat Dalet there was the Ovyut and disparity of form, then all the four Pchinot are discerned by their different Ovyut from one another. Hence, during the Tzimtzum, there immediately became a distinction of 10 Sfirot of Igulim, which are the Igul Keter, Chochmah, Zeranpin, and Malchut, that received their illumination from Ein Sof that surrounds them equally, without distinction of degree. But afterwards, in the illumination of the Kav, in the illumination of the Igulim, there also became a distinction of degrees. And in the Keter, in which there is no Kli, it is certainly closer to Ein Sof. For the matter of remoteness of place is according to the level of disparity of form that there is in the vessels of reception. And Chochmah, which is nevertheless a potential for a Kli, is inferior to Ketel, and Bina, which is a practical manifestation of the Kli, is even worse, and Zeranpin, which is a potential of complete action, is even worse than Bina, and Nukva, which is the complete action in the vessel of reception, is the most inferior, the least of all. However, in the second Galgal circle, there is a separation, meaning the line, the Kav, was in the Hitkalelut, merging of the Sfirot, one inside the other, and 10 complete Sfirot emerged in Keter. Then 10 Sfirot of Chochmah emerged, and we already know that the last discernment in Malchut, the last Pchina in Malchut, remained vacant without light. And because of it, there was a separation between each and every Sfira. Until there was this world, meaning with regard to the Igulim circles. Rav, that's it. Questions. Is it clear or not? Yes. He's basically explaining what we saw in the diagram, that the more central, internal the circle is, the farther it is from itself, and there's an order between the Igulim, but what connects them is the Yosher that goes through each and every Igul from its top to bottom. Yes. There is something that seems contradicting here. Contradictory. Because what you explained is that I lost it. The Igulim, one sec. Where is it? I lost it. Say it in your own words. He says that the Igulim also have disparity of form, but you said that there's no disparity of form in the Igulim. Between them, of course there is. The line makes it. But so there's a distinction of degrees in the Igulim? There is a distinction of degrees in the Igulim because the line goes through them and makes them different from one another. I'll tell you more. The lights in the Igulim are different because the Kav fills them. The whole corruption in the Igulim is because of the Kav. Yes? Another question about the Igulim. You said we don't attain the Igulim, right? No, we don't. Yeah, but I see that when we go from below upward, we go through Gaur, so to speak. So if Gaur feels the Igul, how come we don't attain the Igul? Not attain. We'll see what happens later. There's a particular guidance and general guidance. Particular guidance is through the Kav. General guidance is through the Igulim. We'll talk about it once, not now. But we'll get to it for sure. More. Concerning Gaur of the Ten Sefirot of the Kav. Ten Sefirot of Igulim. So this Gaur, we also call it Rosh, right? Yeah, but Rosh in the Kav. In Yosha. So in the Rosh of Kav, the Ten Sefirot of Igulim? No. The Rosh of the Kav is in certain equivalence of form and connection. We'll be able to talk about it later with the Igulim. Let's put it this way. All the 10 Sefirot of Igulim clothe the 3 Sefirot of Yosher. And then what do we have between the 10 Sefirot, between these Igulim and those Igulim, here in between, there is seemingly a vacant space, no connection to the Kav. We'll learn about it. But again, there are such questions about it here that I will not be able to answer. One, I didn't hear an answer about them, and I also don't want to say it and determine. And afterwards you'll say, you know, he taught us incorrectly, you know, I have my respect to look after. And what they say about the Rosh is that the secrets of Torah are connected? No. You see? That's why. All right. No questions on this side? Yes?
No.
Rav, I don't
know if this is important, but in the previous paragraph, it talked about the Kav. And then the Ari speaks about 3 lines. Do you want to elaborate? Rav, no. That's later. That's 3 lines. We'll learn about it. Again, as always in the writings of Kabbalah, he relates to people who already know and are in it, and he wants to put some order of his own into it. Like a scientist who writes to scientists. So he writes to them what he found, what he thinks. That's how he relates to it. You don't have to. It's not like you are now beginning to learn the wisdom of Kabbalah from these first pages. There is no such thing. There is no such approach in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They started with things like 138 doors to the wisdom, or the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. There are writings that are intended for beginners. But even them, you see how he relates to it very freely and adds all kinds of stuff without definitions right at the beginning of the preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah. It's like the preface has to be, you know, very clear. 1, 2, 3. No. He's not very considerate. Item 60. Words of the Ari. There's another reason. There's another reason close to the above mentioned, because it was explained how the Kav that extends from Ein Sof extends and then becomes circular and spreads lower down and becomes circular until the end of all the Igulim. And the first Igul that is made in the beginning of the line is better than all the Igulim below it, because it extends from the Rosh, beginning of the Kav. Also, it receives the illumination while it is higher than all of them. This is the highest circle of all, and it'll be called top. And the innermost Igul, the one in the very middle, which is the lowest, it receives the light from the bottom of the line, and it will be called down, the bottom. In the Anaf Gimel concerning the branch 3, it's one of the parts here in Etz Chaim. Concerning the 10 Igulim of the world of Nikudim, it will be explained how the 10 Sfirot of Igulim also contain actual Kavim, lines, with there being Igulim, besides the 10 Sfirot of Yosher that is made there. And there is the completion of the explanation about the Igulim, and there you will also learn how in the 10 Sfirot of Igulim there is right, left, and middle, since they are similar to circles one inside the other, along with there being circles one inside the other. Again, item Samech. There is another reason close to the above mentioned. It was explained how the line of Ein Sof spreads and then becomes circular and spread lower down and becomes circular again until the end of all the Igulim. And the first Igul that is made in the beginning of the line is the best and most meritable than all the Igulim below it, because it extends from the Rosh, beginning of the Kav, and it receives illumination while it is higher than everyone. This is the top Igul in all of them, and it will be called top. And the innermost Igul is in the middle of all of them. It is the lowest of all of them, and it receives the light from the bottom of that Kav, and it will be called bottom. In Anaf Gimel, concerning the 10 Igulim of the world of Nekudim, it will be explained how the 10 Sfirot of Igulim also contain actual Kavim, lines, while still being Igulim, besides the 10 Sfirot of Yosher that is made by a depiction of Mar'e Adam. See there. And there is the completion of the explanation about the Igulim. And there you will learn how in the 10 Sfirot of Igulim there is also right, left, and middle, along with there being as Igulim one inside the other. Yes, so what is it telling us? What does it tell us in Samech? Panimirot, the commentary. There's another second reason close to the above mentioned. In the previous explanation, he explained the distinction of degrees according to the quality of the Kelim of Igulim themselves. Here he adds a reason according to the illumination of the Kav, that the Igulim too receive their main illumination from him. And it is known that in the illumination of the Kav, the light itself will be as Rosh Toch Sof, since in it there is the Gvul, boundary, from the emanator. Therefore, when the Kav shines to the Igulim, it creates differences in the Igulim according to their to its illumination on the Igulim. Clear. Go on. It spreads further and then becomes circular again. Meaning, the Igulim surround the Rosh of Yosher and not the seven Sfirot, the bottom seven Sfirot of Yosher. As we said, all the Igulim belong to the Gal in the Kav, and the Zad in the Kav has no connection to the Igulim. When the Kav comes, it extends Gar de Yosher, which are Keter Chumah Binah, and together with it extend all 10 Sfirot of Igulim through Malchut. They're connected to Gar de Yosher. In a way that Kachab de Yosher stand in the whole place of all 10 Sfirot of the roofs, Gagot, of the Igulim. And the bottom seven all extend inside the 10th Igul, which is Malchut de Igulim. And all this is 10 Sfirot, the Keter de Igulim, and Yosher. Well, it's easier to accept it this way, that Gar de Yosher fills the 10 Sfirot of Igulim, and that the Yosher has nothing corresponding to it. Here it says, corresponding to Zat Yosher, you have Malchut de Igulim. Well, that's... We'll clarify it later. Likewise, in the 10 Sefirot of Igulim in Yosher de Chochma, in the beginning, the Kav extends to Gar de Chochma, meaning Kachab. And together with it, extend all the 10 Sefirot of Igulim de Chochma through Malchut, and Kachab de Yosher take the place of the Gagot, the roofs of the Igulim of all of their 10 Sefirot. And the 7 bottom Sefirot extend inside the 10th Igul, meaning Malchut de Igulim. And likewise, Bina and Zon de Igulim and Yosher. You find that there is an expansion of the 7 bottom Sefirot of Yosher between each and every Igul. Between the Igulim of Keter and the Igulim of Chochmah, Zad de Yosher de Keter, separate them. The first Igul de Chochmah begins after this completion of Malchut de Zat de Yosher de Keter. In this way, between the Igulim of Chochmah and Igulim of Bina, the first Igul of Bina begins after the end of Malchut de Zat de Yosher de Chochmah. Likewise, Bina and Zon, as he said, it spreads and then becomes circular. Clear? Bob asks. Niv, is everything okay? So why are you like that? Are you falling asleep? I don't even know what to ask. There's nothing here that belongs to the wisdom of Kabbalah or to attainment or to anything. Look, you have light that created the kli. The kli that the light created is circular. Inside these igulim, we have 10 igulim. Etc., etc. What is he trying to say? You have Igul Keter, Igul Chochma, Igul Bina. There is a light that becomes circular in Igulim, and there is a light that goes through the Kav. And this has nothing to do with what we learned in the 4 Bchinot of Or Yesha, direct light. It's just how it is. Maybe I'll find it here. Well, I guess. Okay, we're going back to that diagram. What is he trying to say? You see, it says 10 Sefirot of Igulim. You see? Yeah. 10 Sefirot of Igulim. Opposite that, what does it say in the Kav?
Gar.
Gar.
The Kav.
The Kav. Of the Kav. So, the light comes and spreads from Gar, the Kav, to the 10 Sefirot of Igulim. After that, it spreads in Zat, in the Kav. It enters the Gar, the Chochmah, that was Keter. Gar the Chochmah, and spreads to Igulim the Chochmah, and then moves on. Here there are no Igulim. Here there are no Igulim that clothe Zad de Yosher. You understand? What does it mean? It means that the Igulim are unrelated, not connected to Zat, because Zat is limited. They can be connected only to the Rosh, because the Rosh is not limited. The Rosh is like the circles. Rosh de Kav is like Rosh de Igulim. They are not limited. All the limitation begins below the Rosh, toward the Guf. This is what he's saying. You should know. Afterwards, you don't use it. It's just for general information. for knowledge. Benzi, why are you looking at it like this? As if you're not getting anything. They're asking, what is in Zat?
יש לנו קף, קף אינסוף.
We have the קף of אינסוף. It goes from beginning to end, from אינסוף to the center of all the עיגולים. The light passes from above downward. This קף divides into קטר, חוכמה, בינה, Zeranpin and Malchut. Opposite the Yosher. What is Yosher? Yosher is just a tiny part of the Kelim that the Creator created. Do you understand this or not? No, that before the emanate were emanated and the creatures created the upper simple light filled the whole reality. And it had no Rosh, nor Toch, nor Sof, but all was light of itself filling all of reality. This is the beginning. That's the circle. Light of Ein Sof. And when He desired to create the worlds and the emanated beings and all that was formed. One kav extended through Ein Sof, where the Rosh, the kav, touches Ein Sof, but the end of the kav doesn't touch Ein Sof. It extends to the center of all the Igulim. So now, it's about how this kav fills the Igulim. The Igulim were there first. Avaya began with the Creator creating Igulim, circles. This is all of creation. Ein Sof. And the light filled it. This is the first state. The second state, is when the light departed from it. And the place became empty. Tzimtzum Aleph, first restriction. The third state. This is the third state.
She'or
is when the light comes through the kav. How does the light that comes through the kav fill the space, the kelim that the Creator created? Here are all the kelim. All the kelim. So they're saying the light that comes through the kav. Keter chokhmah bina, zeranpin, and malchut. So in this kav, we always have gar and zat. Gar, zat. Gar, zat. Gar, Zat, etc. So Gar in each Kav has a connection to the Igulim and it fills the Igulim. And corresponding to Zat, you have an empty place.
Gar.
Gar fills the Igulim. Zat is an empty place. That's the way it is. So, it turns out that we have that same diagram that we have here. Now, do you understand? Yes. But so the question is, were the Igulim created not at once, but gradually?
Nagit.
Put it this way. So all those 10 igulim, in the beginning only one igul was created, and then the rest were formed after Tzimtzum Aleph that you drew there, and Garzat, Garzat. After Tzimtzum Aleph, they become filled through the Kaf. And before that, what the Creator created first is the igulim, and these igulim were filled with the light of Ein Sof. 10 igulim? 10 igulim. So there were 10 igulim before as well. Yes. But what filled them? So what's the difference between the 10 igulim before the Tzimtzum Aleph and after the Tzimtzum, after Tzimtzum Aleph? Before Tzimtzum Aleph, the igulim were four b'chinot of Or Yeshar, direct light, that we are learning now in Pticha, in the preface. After Tzimtzum Aleph, you have these four, these igulim being filled with the light of the Kav, through the Kav. It's the Kav of Midah, of measurement. It allots them how much they should be filled. So you have Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiyah. What are they? The same circles that are now being filled by the Kav. Are you beginning to connect all these things? To a little bit, huh? Ask. Yes, Bensi. So, the Kav filled all the igulim? Not all the igulim, but all the igulim corresponding to it. All the igulim corresponding to it. Gar de Keter fills all the ten sefirot of igulim de Keter. Gar de Chochmah fills all the ten sefirot of igulim de Chochmah. Yes. And that's it? Okay. Yeah. So the igulim come before the kav. Yes. But the kav is what fills them. Yes. Yeah. It's interesting, but that's the way it is. According to the kilim, the igulim come first. According to the guidance, the light, the kav that comes afterwards. Because the Creator wants to put the created beings in a way that they are separate from Him and will manage all of reality. And this is why Tzimtzum Aleph happened in the Engulim, and the guidance is through the Kaf, even through the three lines. Yes? Are we supposed to move to these worlds? To relocate after the Siyum? Well, if you want to move, go ahead and move, but not, you don't have to. As long as a person doesn't have a desire to move, and he knows the upper world to feel, until he feels that it belongs to him, that he can't do without it, until then he's free. So, the whole world is... So this is also a world filled with all kinds of discernments that we have here. In the spiritual world, our world is not even a grain of sand compared to the whole world. That's how small our world is. Now in item Samech, it says it receives an illumination while it is higher than all of them. Keter. Yeah, the igul of Keter. Is illumination pleasure? Don't confuse it. Illumination is illumination. Light. Light is illumination. Light is called illumination. Don't start connecting to it all kinds of other names or you'll be confused. You'll start swapping one name with the other, appellation with appellation, and name with name, and it'll confuse you tremendously. Yes. So Zad is not an empty space. It's a partition between the igulim. In equivalence of form is already a partition. Let Rachamim ask. This diagram, does it explain Prina Gimel? What Prina Gimel? I don't know. It explains how the light of the Kav passes from the beginning of the Kav to its end, fills the Igulim. The Igulim come before the Kav, and afterwards, they were restricted, the light departed from them, and the light came through the Kav and filled them according to the law of the Kav. Why does the light pass only through Gar and not Zat? The light goes through Gar and Zat. It can't be otherwise. But there is no connection between Zat de Yosher with the Igulim. There is no equivalence between them. Gar de Yosher and Igulim do, because there is no limitation in Gar. In Zat there is limitation, and this is why they cannot connect between them. Gar and Zat, or Zat de Yosher and Igulim. Okay, out of Havaya, does he explain item 6? I don't understand. Does this diagram explain the letter Vav out of the Yud Kei Vav Kei? I don't know what you're talking about. If you ask one step sideways, not where we learned, that's it, you're out. You're disqualified. Thank you. Learn not to say one word that we didn't learn today. Keep it like that all the time. Check yourself very well. Write down the question before you ask. Letter Vav. What did you see it? All right, guys.
הנה מה הטוב שבת אחים גם יחד הנה מה הטוב שבת אחים גם יחד לילה טוב ומחר כרגיל